USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Some concerning news about the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Friday on ABC the Delta variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. The strain first detected in India 8 months ago, now in more than 80 countries and 41 U.S. states. Walensky's solution, get vaccinated. President Biden Friday directing a message to those who have yet to be fully vaccinated.
If you have one shot, get the second shot as soon as you can so you're fully vaccinated. If you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, get vaccinated now. Now. Don't put it off. It's free. It's easy. It's convenient.
He adds, while the Delta variant is bad, it's not unbeatable. California allowing residents to get digital copies of their vaccine records. State health officials Friday launching a website where residents can download the digital copies. Governor Gavin Newsom says this is not a vaccine passport. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Russia wants to work with the U.S. in peace. That coming from Russian President Vladimir Putin this week following his meeting with President Biden. Putin says he and Biden don't see eye to eye on many issues, but there are areas where the two can work together. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan relays Biden's message to Putin on cyber attacks.
If these attacks continue, the president will have no choice but to take responsive measures against Russia, including in cyber. And he said that clearly and definitively to President Putin, and he said it publicly as well. He's mincing no words on what he's prepared to do as we go forward.
Sullivan also tells CBS News the Biden administration will use every tool available to defend U.S. interests from attacks. Georgia removing what it calls obsolete and outdated voter files from its registration rolls. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announcing Friday that over 100,000 names will be removed from the list of registered voters. He says this will ensure the integrity of our elections, as there's no legitimate reason to keep ineligible voters on the rolls. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The CDC looking into enlarged hearts in kids getting the COVID vaccine. Here's Tim Berg.
More than 300 cases of heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccines have been reported in young people. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said on Thursday. The CDC's independent advisory group, called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, is meeting next week to review the cases. As far as if she believes the vaccines are safe for kids, she tells ABC's Good Morning America.
We certainly are looking at this carefully. We have an ACIP meeting that has been scheduled for next week, and we are going to be eager to look at the data during that meeting. What I will say is over 200 million doses of vaccine have been given, and really these events are really quite rare. They are, as you note, minor, self-limited. They generally resolve with rest and standard medications. And what we're really saying is the risk of the disease itself. We've had 300 pediatric deaths. We've had over 4,000 children with the MIS-C syndrome that have resulted in even more deaths, 36 more deaths. And so what we're really saying is in that context, these cases of mild heart inflammation, the risk of that, which are quite rare, are overwhelmed by the benefit of getting vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.